You know, when we don't have peace in our heart, do you know what it indicates? Let me show you a verse in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 57 is a very important verse for you to remember. Isaiah 57 in verse 20 says, "The wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up refuse and mud. There's no peace, says my God, for the wicked." You know, whenever I don't have peace in my heart, it shows that there is some type of wickedness inside me. It's always, that is the indication. There's some type of wickedness in me. That way there's no peace in my heart. I've got a bitterness against somebody. I haven't forgiven somebody. I don't trust God about something. That's why there is unrest. And you know what the meaning of this is? The tossing sea that tosses up refuse and mud. It's a beautiful expression. You know, I've been on the sea for a number of years. I worked there in the ships, and I've seen times when the sea is absolutely calm, really, like it says in Revelation 15, like a sheet of glass. And then there are other times where I've seen the sea like a waves with a ship going up and down and up and down, and you get seasick. And then when it's like that, if it's a shallow sea, if it's a deep sea, nothing much happens. But if it's a sort of a shallow sea, all the mud from the bottom can be thrown up, particularly if it's a river. And all the muck that's thrown in there can come up. So when it speaks about the waters of the sea being like a tossing sea that toss up refuse and mud, it's talking about all those things which should have sunk to the bottom and which have not been cleared out, which are coming up, things that happened in the past. You know, somebody threw some rotten tire inside that and some rotten stuff in it all many years ago, and all comes up when the sea is in turmoil. Do you find it like that in your life? Things that other people did to you come back to your mind. Well, the guy did it to you 20 years ago. Why are you allowing that rotten tire to be thrown up again? You're a wicked person. I'm sorry to say that. But you are a wicked person, because it says the wicked are like the tossing sea, who toss up all that rubbish. There are two things that toss up, all the mud and the rubbish. Do you find your mind rubbish from the past being thrown up like that? Come to rest. In God you can come to rest. You have to reject all that. Say, no, I'm not going to think about that. You can't stop the devil from reminding you of the evil things that other people did to you in the past. In the Old Testament, they couldn't get victory over it. Many times you've heard me tell you the story of David, the man after God's own heart. I don't have time to show you all those verses, but when you get time, read 2 Samuel chapter 14, 15, 16 onwards, and then read 1 Kings in chapter 1 and 2 when David died. And you read there the story of a man called Shimei who cursed David when Absalom kicked David out of the throne. And as David was going away, Shimei cursed him and say, "You dog," and all types of names. David, and somebody wanted to kill Shimei. David said, "No, the Lord has permitted him to curse me." Boy, Old Testament man without the Holy Spirit dwelling in him could say that, "The Lord has permitted him to curse me. I won't cut off his head because God permitted." If God didn't permit, then the guy would have dropped dead now. Can you look at it, people who curse you and speak evil to you and say, "God has permitted that fellow to write that stinking letter to me. God has permitted that person to speak evil to me." If you bring God into it, the problem is solved. If you are an atheist and there is no God for you, then you say, "It's this guy. There's no God. It's only this guy and me." And I tell you, many Christians behave like atheists. Not in the meeting. They sing praises to God in the meeting, but out there in real life. But David said, "God's permitted this man." And then, towards the end of his life, he called Solomon. And you know, later on when he came back, Shimei said, "Oh, I'm sorry." Because now David has become king again. "Please forgive me, I didn't mean it." And all David said, "Okay, forgive me. I promise you I won't kill you." But towards the end of his life, some years later, and he's dying on his deathbed, and he calls Solomon his son and says, "You're going to be the king. I want you to rule and I want you to be a good king and all. And there's one last thing I want to tell you." And you think it's something very important about being devoted to the Lord or something. No, 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 no. "That guy Shimei, I haven't forgotten what he did to me. Yeah, I feel a bit sad that I told him I wouldn't kill him, but I've got to keep my word. But you didn't promise that, right? You didn't tell him you'd kill him. Finish him off and make the blood flow on his gray hair and put him in the grave." Dead. You read 1 Kings. Those are the last words that David said. The next word says, "Then he slept." I tell you, I don't want to die like that. That man was in the Old Testament. That's why he didn't have the grace to forgive people inwardly. And so God would not judge him by our standard. But if you die like that, I guarantee you go to hell. Because to whom more is given, more is required. To David, so little was given. Yeah. I mean, if a one-year-old dirties diapers, that doesn't trouble you. But you're 20 years old and you're wearing diapers, there's something wrong. So it's like that. We're in the new covenant. God, David was permitted to do certain things because he didn't have grace for that. But once God gives us grace, it's something like saying, if you work in an office and somebody gives you 10 rupees to go and buy something, and to another person he gives 10 million rupees to go and buy something for the office, don't you think he's going to expect more from the guy who got 10 million than the one who got 10 rupees? It's exactly like that. God gave only 10 rupees to David and he's given 10 million to us. He's going to expect a lot more from us than from David. You say, why there's partiality? No partiality. He gave you 10 million. He gave him only 10. That's not partiality. That's absolute righteousness. So David can go to heaven even though he dies like that without forgiving Shimei, but not you and me. See, I'm just telling you that you can have unrest in your heart because of what somebody did many years ago. We must be at peace. It says in Hebrews in chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, it says, "There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God." Do you know what that is? Speaking about the land of Canaan, I don't have time to show that all to you, but if you read from chapter 3, verse 16 onwards, he's talking about the children of Israel who never entered Canaan but wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And he says, "For us, let us fear," verse chapter 4, verse 1, "let us fear." We don't have to be afraid of the devil. We don't have to be afraid of people trying to harm us. But if there is something Christians need to be afraid of, here it is. Let us be afraid that God has given us a promise of entering into this life of rest and you don't enter it. That's the thing we need to be afraid of. How many Christians do you think are afraid of that? People are afraid of so many things in the world. Circumstances, poverty, sickness, people, demons. That's not what we need to be afraid of. We need to be afraid of the fact that God has promised us a life of rest and we don't come there. That's what it says here. I've taken it seriously. Very seriously. And I believe I've experienced something of that Sabbath rest. It made my life so peaceful. It makes my sleep at night peaceful. Because I'm not tossing around in the bed thinking of what I'm going to say to somebody. No. Verse 9, "There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God." It's not a question of worshiping on Saturday. No. It's a question of having a rest in our heart all the time. When Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." He's not talking to unbelievers. That's a very famous verse preached to unbelievers. But Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, unrest in your heart. Come to me, I'll give you rest." This is that rest, the Sabbath rest of God in our heart, which we must have 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to always be at rest. And let us be diligent. If you haven't got there, verse 11, let us be diligent to enter that rest. I want to give you that exhortation this week, this year rather. To be diligent to enter into that life of peace inwardly, where nothing will disturb you, where your heart will be like a sea of glass.